This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
With the message, but even more than that, I hope you will come and visit us here because you need a home church. Watching us on social media is okay, but that's not really what God wants you to do. God wants you to be a part of a church. So I hope you will come and visit us here. We're on the northwest side of Chicago, and we have room for you still. But soon we're going to get filled up, so you better get here quick. Amen? In Jesus' name. All right. Praise God. How many are ready for the Word? Let me ask that again. Say, how many are ready for the Word today? All right. Praise God. We've been really blessed on Wednesday nights, and you know, we don't get the turnout that we do on Sunday, but that's normal. Unfortunately, every church, their Wednesday night service, their midweek service, if you're getting half the people, you're really doing good, okay? But let me say this to you today. I believe Wednesday night is just as important as Sunday morning. Thank you for those of you who said amen. I'm sure those who said amen, it's because you're coming. Amen. It is. It really is important that you come and become a part of the Wednesday night, because we're in the Word, just like we are on Sunday. It's a little different. Wednesday is more of a more casual time. We're downstairs. We even have coffee. And we even go beyond that. We even have sometimes something for you to eat. Some of you come hungry here. Well, how many know you're not coming here to eat your dinner, though? Amen? You know, we might have something light for you, which is okay, but that's not why we come here, to eat physically food. How many know that? We need spiritual food first. Amen? And those things that we have are an addition. But I really want to encourage you, come out on Wednesdays, because I really believe it's important. You will grow and you will be discipled if you come on Wednesday besides Sunday. Can I get an amen? Amen. Praise God. So the last 2 weeks, we have been talking about love. Amen. Love. Boy, this is right on. You know, it's when we're supposed to be talking about love. You know, these next 2 months that we're in, they're kind of my favorite time of the year. I don't know about you, but when I come into Thanksgiving, the month of November, I call it, and you've heard me say this if you've been coming here for a while, this is the month of Thanksgiving. Amen? It's a month that we should focus on what? Giving thanks. Can I get an amen? We all have a lot to be thankful for, all of us, some even more than others. Amen? But we all, if we're a Christian today, we're a believer today, we all should be thankful for salvation today in Jesus. Okay, whatever's going on in your life, you know what? God's going to take care of it as long as you trust Him and you walk with Him. And then next month is Christmas we celebrate, right? It's the month of what? I call it the month of giving. And that should be our focus in these next 2 months. But all this hovers around what? Love today. Amen? Love. In this lesson that we've taught the last 2 weeks, let me read you the heading again. I'm going to just kind of bring you up to speed here for what you maybe missed on Wednesday the last 2 weeks. It says, all around us are people starving for love. May our love reach out to them and help meet their needs. Amen. How many know that's true? People are looking for love today. Amen. But unfortunately, many are looking in the wrong places. Right? But today we're going to talk about where that true love is and how our love is. Praise God. So I want you to turn with me. This is my opening verses, but then we're going to go to our main text. In John 13, 34 and 35 is our opening here. Today I have an opening besides the main text, a little bit different. And I'm going to be coming out of the King James for my message, but then when we get to communion, we're going to come out of the Amplified, and you'll see why when we get to that point, okay? So this message is going to get us ready for communion. How many want to be ready for communion today? Amen. All right, praise God. I believe you will be as we get into the Word here today. So here's my title for you, A New Commandment. Thank you. I heard one or two amens. a new commandment. Praise God. How many believe the commandments are important? Amen. We know we have them in the Old Testament. They originated, but they kind of, you know, went through and came into the New Testament too, but a little bit different, right? And as we've been talking and studying about love, we're going to hear what Jesus had to say about love. And he says a new commandment. And we've talked about this on Wednesday night. Why would he say a new commandment? Doesn't make sense, right? Well, it will make sense as we look at the word. So in John 13, 34, and 35, let's look at this. If you're there, say amen. It says a new commandment. What kind of commandment? A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Say, what? What do you mean a new commandment? Aren't we supposed to, he's told us from the very beginning, right? In the Old Testament, again, the commandments were to what? Love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then do what? Love our neighbor as ourself, right? But look at this. He says, this is a new commandment that you love one another. Now pay attention though. Here now it says, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. That puts a little twist to it, amen? Today, the Lord here was telling his disciples at that time, he's telling us who are disciples today, any disciples in the house today? In training, amen? No one's arrived here. How many know that? Amen? He says, yeah, it's a new commandment because you know what? I don't want you to love one another like you've been loving each other. I want you to love one another how I've loved you. Ooh, that puts a little bit different twist to it, right? A little more emphasis about the love that we're supposed to have for one another today. Amen. How many know how much God loves us today? Do you have any idea? We kind of were singing about it, right? Think about his love, right? How great God's love is for us. How great the love of Jesus is for us today, right? That God gave what? He gave us his best. Amen? So try to picture this in your mind. This is what Jesus was trying to tell them back then, back 2,000 years ago. And the message hasn't changed, okay? That we're to follow this new commandment. Now look at next verse 35. It says, by this, pay attention, this is a real important scripture too. By this shall all men, somebody say all. All men, that means all men, all women, all children, what? Will know that you are my disciples. Again, we have disciples here today. Okay. All men are going to know that you're my disciples by how much money you have. Ooh. No, I didn't say that, right? No. Okay. Everyone's going to know, all men are going to know that you're my disciples if you don't swear. Is that what it said there? No. Okay, no. All right. Just making sure you're with me here today. No. What does it say here? All men are going to know, everyone's going to know, the world is going to know today that you are my disciples. What? If you have love one for another. Wow. Love one for another, see? And not, again, the kind of love that we have sometimes, right? Because how many know our love only goes so far, right? Peter is a great example of that, right? When Jesus was talking to him, Peter was like, Lord, I already forgave. How many times you want me to forgive this person? And what does Jesus say? And he says, 7 times? What did Jesus say? 70 times 7. Meaning, there's no limit. You can't get to a max and say, okay, I've forgiven this person 49 times, I'm done. How many know sometimes we feel that way? And I'm not trying to say we should just let people walk all over us and do whatever they want. That's not what I'm saying. But how many know today that God constantly forgives us? Because we make mistakes, amen? From one day to another, sometimes we make a lot of mistakes. I hope we don't, but sometimes we do, right? So you get the picture here of what he's trying to say in just these two verses about God's kind of love, okay? Not our love. And that's why it's a new commandment today. How many know the world needs to hear about this kind of commandment? Can I get an amen? Right? This is the kind of love that's going to change the world. And it's going to change the world. How? One person at a time. Can I get an amen? Have you been changed today? I sure hope so. And God is still changing you. How many know that? All of us, right? But man, I tell you, 39 years ago, I found out about this love, and I have not been the same ever since. How about you? Because it's God's love, right? So a couple things real quick here. Number one, we got to love like Jesus loves. Hello. Right? We got to love like Jesus loves. Jesus loves goes all the way. Amen. Never a point where you say, okay, that's enough. Can't love you anymore. That means you need more love from God then, if your love is done. Can I get an amen? Right? So we have to love like Jesus. And you know what? Love today is the proof or the evidence today that what? You're a disciple. Can I get an amen? You know what? You can have today all the gifts. You might be the best speaker or the best singer. Praise God for our singers today. I know we had some problems, technical problems. So what? We still sang. Can I get an amen? It just makes us appreciate when we have everything working right, how blessed we are. Amen? Right? But it doesn't matter today how talented or gifted we are. And I know God has gifted us here and given us talents. But the proof today or the evidence today to the world is what? That we love one another. That's when they know, ooh, Rita, she's a Christian. Look at how she loves so-and-so. Look at Enzo. Look at Enzo, how he cares about so-and-so, right? People will see this. Can I get an amen? Right? And they have to see it where first? Right here. Can I get an amen? You're too quiet for me today. This message is going to ring in your heart today, okay? It's an inspection for all of us today. This is the kind of love that we're supposed to have. And you know what? The proof is in the pudding. Have you ever heard that? Well, the pudding is the love today. Amen. Right? So two keys that we see here. We got to love like Jesus, and we got to show that love to one another. And that's how people are going to say, man, there's something different about so-and-so. I need to go talk to that person. Why do they just love so-and-so who can be so ugly sometimes? Anybody have anybody like that at work? All right, I won't go any further. Amen. Right? You might have somebody like that in your family who gives you a hard time. Am I hitting home at all yet? I know I am. You're just not responding, right? Amen. All right, I want you to turn with me to 1 John 2. Right there, that's enough. That's a mouthful right there. Can I get an amen? You should already have enough for this whole week. Just those two verses, but I'm going to give you a lot more today. Amen. You're going to really be ready for communion today. Praise God. I love the Word of God. How about you? Nothing like it. Nothing like it today. Praise God. In 1 John 2, we're going to read 7 to 12. Okay? 7 to 12. Praise God. And again, I'm still coming out of the King James. So this is all going to come together here today as we talk about what? A new. Somebody say new. New commandment. Even though it's not really, in a sense, new. Right? Let's look at verse 7 in 1 John chapter 2. Say amen if you're there. Amen. Here we go. It says, brethren. He's talking to us. Any brethren here today? We're the brethren, the family of God. Everybody says, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment. Ooh, so now we know a new. Now we got what? It's an old commandment, which you heard you had from the beginning. This is nothing new, right? The commandments from the beginning, right? He says, the old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. So the message here, right, what was being said, the old commandment, right, new commandment, it's really from the beginning. It's just we didn't maybe understand it, right? Those in the Old Testament didn't really understand, even in the New Testament, didn't really understand about this kind of love that we're supposed to have, right? But he's saying, you know, it's really not anything different here. We just got to understand and catch it, and we need to walk in it, okay? This old commandment in the Amplified Bible, talks about the Word. Okay? See, the commandments are the Word of God. Amen? Everything we teach and preach is from the Word, right? So we know we get commandments from the Word of God. So the Word is the doctrine of salvation through Christ. Amen? Salvation who? Through the Pope? No. Salvation through Hare Krishna? No. Salvation through Muhammad? No. Salvation today through Jesus. Amen? Through Jesus Christ. Amen? You know, we went to the Truth Conference. And in that conference, I went to one of the classes, and it talked about Islam. I went to the class about Islam. It was really interesting. I think I learned more about Islam and their religion than I ever have in like less than an hour. And they talked a lot about their religion and what they believe. And you know, they believe that Muhammad is the greatest prophet. Okay? And guess who number two is? Jesus. But they only believe Jesus is a prophet. How many know our Jesus is a lot more than a prophet today? He's the Son of God and he's God. Some Christians don't even believe, and this is still, my mind gets boggled when I hear some Christians that I know, they believe that Jesus is the Savior and that he's the Son of God, but they don't believe he's God. Read your Bible. How many know today, if you don't believe he's God, then how are you going to get saved today? How is Jesus going to save you and be your deliverer if you don't believe he's God? But some Christians don't even have an understanding of that, okay? It's kind of sad when I hear where we're at. But this old commandment, new commandment, it's been the same thing from the beginning, okay? We're just now going to get an understanding more, okay? Verse 8, he says again, somebody say again, a new commandment, here we go again, I write unto you, which thing is true, that in him, somebody say in him, and in you, somebody say in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. Praise God. Wow, this is powerful, right? This is saying you now realize this new commandment because you realize it's in Jesus, okay? That you've understood this, you've got this understanding that it's in Jesus, right? And it's also in you. See, until it came in you, you were like everybody else, didn't have an understanding today, right? But today, because of the commandment, because of Jesus, right, we now can understand him and we can understand us and our life, okay? Because this is so important. It says, because we're in him now, see, it's not about being in some other person, because people can't save us today. Can I get an amen? Even the best pastor, hopefully I'm the best pastor, amen? You're supposed to say yes. It's appreciation month just passed, and I'm teasing you, amen? Even if I was the best, I know there's better pastors than me, amen? Even if I was, though, even though I love you and I care for you, that's why I'm here, right? I can't save you. How many know that? You can't hold on to my leg and say, Pastor, when you go, I'm coming up to heaven with you. How many know it won't work? You know, tear my pants off trying to hold on. It ain't going to work, right? Because I can't, I'm a human being like you. I can't save you. I can help you be saved. Help you stay saved. Ooh, I like that one. How many know you got to stay saved? You got to stay a disciple, right? Don't come and then when things get hard and because somebody offended you, you leave. Because I mean, you know people do that. Do you know why most people leave from one church to another? Because they get offended. And they get offended at the pastor sometimes. Hello? They don't like what he's teaching or what he's preaching sometimes. How many know if you get offended at me, that means you're going to get offended at God's word because I preach the truth here. Amen? Right? So, look what he's saying here. This is awesome in this verse, and I can't get it hung up on one because I got to get through all this today. It says, the darkness is past, and the true light now shines. Amen? What he's trying to say is that moral blindness is now past in us. Can I get an amen? right? It's clearing away while the true light, amen. Who's the true light? Jesus. Can I get amen? The revelation of God in Christ is shining in you. Amen. See, people need to see Jesus in us. Amen. How many know Jesus is not on the earth right now? He's coming back, though. Amen. We're supposed to be the little Jesuses all over the place. Amen. No, we're never going to be like exactly him, right? But if he's in us, right, we have the light of Jesus to shine now. Amen. And people can see in us today what's going on. So it's a new commandment, because maybe we've realized this truth that we didn't have before. See, when you come to Christ, it's a realization. Your life will change, okay? And actually, it should continue to change as you walk with God every day. I'm so thankful that I have the truth. How about you? The light, Jesus today, amen? Let's keep going. He says in verse 9, he that saith, it gets pretty heavy here. Do you got your belt on now? You need to tighten it maybe a little bit? Are your pants loose, or are you okay? All right, here we go. Praise God. Verse 9 says, he that saith, he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even till now. Whoa. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, did you know some people say they're in the light? How many know that? Oh, I believe in God, and you know, I'm a good person, and I believe when he comes back, I'm going to heaven, right? But then you see sometimes people that say those types of things, but then they talk to you about so-and-so, right? And how they despise this person, don't really like this person because of maybe what's happened. And it could be a family member, could be somebody they know at work, it could be a friend maybe that was before. But it says here today that the person who's in the light, who is the light, Jesus, says, and hates his brother, is in darkness even right now. Right? So someone who says, I'm in the light, but you know that they hate their brother, the Christian brother I'm talking about here now, the born-again person in Christ, amen, is in what? Spiritual darkness. Because how many know today, you can't be in the light and hate your brother. Who's hearing me today? You're really quiet. Amen. If you're in the light, you're in Jesus. Amen. You're going to do what? You're going to love your brother. Hello. And your sister. Does it mean you won't have little squabbles here and there? No. Because how many know, in your own family, your brothers and sisters, sometimes you get into it. Your blood family, right? Right? Well, it's going to happen in the family of God too, but does that take away from you loving one another? No, it should not, right? So when people say that to you, you know what? I'm in the light, you know what? But you see what they're doing, they're being deceived, amen? They're in spiritual darkness, and they need deliverance. Can I get an amen? Because you cannot hate and say you're in the light today. Because see, God doesn't hate. God hates evil. Let's get it straight here today. Can I get an amen? God hates evil. Anything that has to do with evil, it's the opposite of his character. It's the opposite of the character of Jesus, right? God is light. Jesus is light. Everything about the Trinity is about light, okay? So there's no place for this. But sometimes, see, we allow our flesh to get out of hand, too. How many know that? We let our flesh get out of hand, and that causes problems, right? But when we're allowing ourselves to walk in the light, in the love of Jesus, boy, we're gonna love our brother. Amen. We're gonna love our sister, even though sometimes we get on each other's nerves. Amen. I got some of you smiling a little bit. I'm just being honest with you, right? That's how it is in family, right? But here's a point though about this verse here today. It says, the one who hates is in darkness even now. This person is giving a false profession. Okay? If they say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, I love God, but you see how they hate people, amen, or despise people, something's wrong in that picture, amen? We have to pray for that person, that God would help them to get that straight, because we don't want to be in spiritual darkness. We want to be in the light today. Can I get an amen? Amen. Let me show you some scriptures to go with this. In 1 John, same place, chapter 3, verse 15. Let me get this right here. It says here, in 1 John 3:15, anyone who hates, look what the word hates means here. Hates means to abominate, detest. Do we have any kind of feelings against anyone? Do we detest anybody? I sure hope not. If we do today, we need to ask God to cleanse us of that. Who detests or hates his brother in Christ is at heart a murderer. Wow. A murderer. Where? In their heart. See, if we allow that spirit of hate to be in us, and we feel that way about someone, we're like murdering them in our heart. Not literally where you go and shoot that person or stab that person, do whatever to kill them in the physical. But in our heart, it says here, we're a murderer in our heart. We don't want that. Amen. We can't be that way. We're believers, right? We're Christians. We got enough people that we see in the world today that are doing this. Can I get an amen? That's why the church of Jesus has to stand up as what? The light. And the church is about who? People. Me and you. Who have to shine the light of Jesus to those who what? Are hating each other out there. Amen? You know, I just heard the statistics yesterday that crime is down in Chicago. Okay? Last year in October, if I got my numbers right, I'm going by memory, I believe we had 49 people killed in the month of October last year. This October we had 38. So it's down like 20-some%. And I say, praise God, we're in the right direction, but 38 is still too many. Can I get an amen? Right now at this point we have, I think the statistic was 424 deaths in Chicago this year. Its number is down from last year too. Praise God, we're in the right direction, but man, that's way too many. One is too many. Can I get an amen? 424 people killed in our city, right? We got work to do, right? We got to let our light shine, right? These people who are killing and coming against each other, they need some light. Can I get an amen? They're in spiritual darkness. They don't even realize what they're doing. The devil has them in a stronghold, right? We're going to be the ones to help them today, right? It says here, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding or persevering within them. That was the Amplified Bible I just read you. So, you know what? One can't go with the other. It just doesn't work. Amen? It doesn't work today. We have to make sure that we're following what? The new commandment. Amen? We got to make sure that new commandment, which is the old commandment, is really working us, because it's the proof. Amen. It's the evidence that we're different than other people because of Jesus, not because of us. Can I get an amen? I'm going back to 1 John 2, and I'm going to verse 10. You with me? Praise God. Don't get sleepy on me. Amen. False profession, right? I'm gonna skip that verse. I'm going to go on to this next one here. So verse 10 of John, 1 John 2, it says, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Ooh, this is a powerful verse. You gotta grab on this one today. Amen. It says, the one who what? Loves his brother and loves his sister. This should be a revelation for some of us. There's no occasion of what? Stumbling in them. What is none? Zero. Right? Today, if we can learn to love one another like Jesus loves us, you know what? The Bible's telling us that what? We will not stumble. Can I get an amen? That's a powerful verse. You should be excited about this verse alone, right? If we walk in the love of God today, we do what we're supposed to do, you know what? There's no occasion. All these occasions that come up from time to time will be eliminated. And your pastor will be blessed about that. Can I get an amen? Because even here, from time to time, little things happen because, you know, we're human here and things happen, but we resolve them. But you know what? If we can walk in the love of God like we're talking about here today, we will have no occasion of stumbling, no error, no sin. Praise God. Let me use another word. No offense. Can I get an amen? You need to be getting excited about this. This is revelation here today. Amen. If we can walk like this in the love of God, right? The one who loves his brother like Jesus loves us. There's the difference. Amen. We will not stumble. Wow. I didn't say it. The Word of God says it. How many believe it today? It's the truth. Amen. It's because when we're in our love or when we're in our flesh that problems happen. How many know that? Right? But when we were able to walk in the love of God, this is just a powerful verse. There will be no stumbling, man. That's what I'm looking for here. Amen. I want Oriole to be such an example to other churches. Can I get an amen? We may not be a big church for now. Amen. But one day, right? I would love to see the 10 o'clock news, right? Channel 7, come here because of something that happened great in our community. Amen? How many know that can happen? Praise God. They show stories of all kinds of things on the news. Well, I would love to have Channel 7 come here and because of an example of love that we have for one another of what somebody did. Amen? I just reminded you have a testimony. You're going to still give it. Amen? Just not right now. Amen? So this is really powerful today that if we can understand this, that we need to walk in God's love, first of all, with us, okay? Because how many know today, if we don't show it here, where we're all agreed here, we're on the same page here, how many know if we don't show it here, how are we going to show it out there? It's not going to happen, okay? It should happen here easily. With no problem. See, when we walk with God and his love is in us and we're reading the word and we're flowing like we're supposed to, it's normal, praise God. It's our new nature. How many hearing me today? The old nature has to stay dead. Can I get an amen? But it wants to come up. How many know that? The nature, the old nature, the sinful nature still wants to come up from time to time. How many know that? And you, through the Spirit of God that's in you, you got to put it down, right? You got to know when to stop, right? You need to know when to turn away, right? That's so important today. But it's all based on God's love today. It's powerful. I get excited because I don't want to stumble. How about you? I don't want to make any mistakes. How about you? I don't want to make God look bad. Who's hearing me today? I want to glorify him by what I do. Amen. Not only here, but when I'm at work, when I'm at Transamerica, I want them to say, man, look at Rich. Look at how he treats people. Look how he talks, right? Look how he handles himself. Can I get an amen? What about you and your place of employment, right? You are the Jesus that people are going to see. You till he comes, amen. And what are they going to see that's going to stand out? Your love, right? The love that he gives us, that we give to others, amen. But it starts here, praise God. This is powerful. Let's keep going. Verse 11, it says, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth because that darkness has blinded his eyes. Wow. This is strong. Again, it's talking about one who does what? Hates his brother or hates his sister. They're in what? They're in spiritual darkness. Okay? This is really important we understand this. Again, to hate here means that you detest somebody, that you despise someone. That's pretty strong, the word hate. Amen? I sure hope we don't have any kind of feelings for anybody, especially in the house of God. Can I get an amen? It's a challenge out there, but it shouldn't be here. Amen? It can be real challenging out there. That's why we need his love in us, right? See, the one who is in this position, he's living in the spiritual darkness. I want you to get this today, right? He's living in it, and he doesn't know where he's going because the darkness has blinded him or her. How many hear me today? Before you came to Christ, you were being blinded. How many know that? You were going a different direction. Amen. You didn't understand, right? Have you ever asked yourself, I did this many years ago, why am I here, Lord? Amen. Has anybody ever asked that? Right? I asked that when I was in high school, growing up. And I told you a story. I'm not going to get into all that story today, but I wanted to know, what was my purpose? Why am I living on planet Earth, right? And then the Lord showed me, and I got saved after that, right? And my whole life changed. I was going this way, and then when I got saved, I was going this way. Amen. When I was not born again, I had a plan. I had what I wanted to do. And when God came into my life and saved me, He spoke to me, and it was a total change. Amen. You know my testimony. I don't have time to get into it today. Right? Why? Because the love of God came into me. Amen. I realized that I need to be born again. I need to get saved. I need to change my life, right? But see, today many people are walking in spiritual darkness and they don't even know it. Who's hearing me today? So I got to pray for people, right? Sometimes we get in a little bit of darkness even when we're walking with God, because we make wrong decisions and we go to places we shouldn't or look at things we shouldn't. How many hearing me today? We got to be so careful, right? Because this flesh wants so much. Can I get an amen? Right? This flesh, if you let your flesh rule you, you're in trouble today. Can I get an amen? Right? We need to take care of ourselves, right? The Bible, though, talks about exercise, right? Talks about taking care of your body, right? But I'm trying to remember the exact verse, but it says, bodily exercises profiteth a little. How many read that verse in the Bible? Let me say it again. Bodily exercise profits a little when it's compared to what? Spiritual exercise. Can I get an amen? What God is trying to say in that verse is, yeah, you need to take care of yourself. You need to exercise. You need to take care of your body. How many believe that today? Some of us exercise here. If you don't, I'm encouraging you too. Amen. But your bodily exercise can't be more important than your spiritual exercise. It has to be in proportion. Okay? You need a balance in your life. Can I get an amen? Sometimes there's people in the world, that's all they want to do is exercise. They're in the gym, they're in the club 7 days a week. How are you going to come to church if you're there 7 days a week? How are you going to serve God if that's all you're doing? And there's people like that today, right? That's a big thing in our world for a while now. Exercise, diets, right? All the different things, you know, do this diet and you'll lose 50 pounds, right? You see it all on the news. It's all there, right? It's everywhere, and it's good. We need to exercise. I exercise, right? And that's important. I feel good when I exercise. How about you? But make sure, see, if you're healthy here, then this, your spiritual life, will be healthy too. Ooh, I got no amens there. Amen. That's important today, that balance, right? Because God wants you not only healthy in your body, but your spiritual body has to be healthy. Amen. So look at verse 12 here, and I'm ready to close for the message today. He says, I write unto you little children. Any little children here today? Somebody asked about that. I'm not going to get into that right now on our Wednesday night. Amen. But in this 1 John, it's like 4 or 5 times that the children of God have called little children. Don't get offended by that, because we need to be like little children with the Lord. Amen. He says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. Amen. So He said all of this to them, right? About your brother, loving your brother, not being in darkness and all that. He says, all this, children of God, is because what? Your sins are forgiven today. Can I get an amen? Right? Because you have been pardoned. How many have been pardoned here today? If you haven't been, today's your day. Amen. But see, our sins have been forgiven. We have been pardoned, what? Through Jesus. Can I get an amen? Through what? You confessing your sins to Christ. Amen. Not to another person. Right? And that's why today, we have forgiveness. Amen. We are able to what? Have communion today. Right? Because we are forgiven. Right? Think about how good the Father's love is today. Amen. Praise God. We're going to get ready right now for communion. Amen. So one of our ushers can go down and get our class. So they join us. Praise God. And we're going to have the ladies come, and they're going to lead us in a song. This is what? A new commandment. But is it really new? No. No. We just have to follow, and we have to love like Jesus loves today. Praise God. So I'm gonna pray with you. I want to pray for those watching us on social media today, because we're going to be getting into communion. Praise God. How many are blessed with this message? You're really quiet today. But how many know this is the foundation of Christianity, what I gave you today? Amen. It's all about His love for us, and then our love for one another. So let's pray. Father, we thank You for this message, Lord. Thank You for the new commandment, Lord. Thank You for the old commandment today, Lord. Help us today, I pray, God, to be able to forgive and to love one another like You have forgiven us and love us today, Father. Touch right now each one as we get ready to have Holy Communion, Lord. Prepare the hearts of Your people today, I ask. Father, someone here that needs to be born again right now, Lord, I pray, Father, You would do a work. I'm gonna ask right now as we're praying, if there's someone who says, I need to be born again today, I need to ask God to forgive me of my sins. Amen. Because you don't want to take communion until you do this. All right? Praise God. I got one hand here. Someone else say, yes, I need to give my life to Christ. Maybe you have given your life to Christ, but you've backslidden. Same thing today. You need to give your life to God. Amen. So with every eye closed, we're going to pray right now. Brother, just follow me in this prayer. Say, Jesus, I thank You today for dying for me on the cross. I receive You today as my Savior, and I make You the Lord of my life. Help me, Jesus, to live as a Christian from this day forth. Holy Spirit, fill me with Your power. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's praise God for that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. That's what it's all about. Amen. So, ladies, they're going to come up, and right now, praise God, we're going to do something special, because I forgot to do it earlier, but I guess maybe it wasn't time. Sister Annette, she's going to come up here, and she's going to give a quick testimony as they get ready to sing this song. So come on up, Annette. I want you to listen. Praise God. If our mic works, otherwise it's working? Okay.